Two people were killed in a house fire on Goose Lake Road in Midgick on Thursday morning. Sackville Fire Chief Craig Bowser says the call came shortly before 6 a.m.
And we responded to the scene immediately thereafter. And we also requested mutual aid services for water shuttle because we were a long ways away from a water source. So we requested mutual aid from Dorchester, Pointe Butte, and Amherst Fire Departments. And there is two deceased persons from that residence. Mm-hmm. And currently we're working with the Fire Marshal's Office and RCMP to determine the cause.
Bowser says the first officer to arrive on scene found a structure with heavy smoke and fire coming through the roof on one side, and it took about 2 hours to extinguish the blaze. The RCMP says that emergency crews recovered the bodies of a 62-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman at the scene, and autopsies have been ordered. A police statement says the investigation remains in its initial stages to determine the cause of the fire. Global News reports that a third person lived in the home but was at work at the time of the fire. They say Canadian Red Cross volunteers are assisting the surviving resident with emergency lodging, meals, and other essentials. Speaking to CHMA on Wednesday, Bowser said that when fires or other rescue calls involve tragic outcomes, there are supports in place for firefighters.
We have a chaplain in-house, as well as we reached out to some professionals. We actually just had a debrief here with all of our members that attended the scene, where we did a debrief, and we also had a representative in from another professional agency to talk to my members about the unfortunate situation that they were in today.
That's Sackville Fire Chief Craig Bowser speaking about firefighters who attended a fatal fire in Midgick on Thursday. Bowser says firefighters also have access to supports through a health plan available to them and their family members.